Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'll tell you who's going places, the New Orleans Saints. 13-6, welcome into the Toyota Locker Room Show on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Toyota, let's go places. The Saints run their record to 5-1 now, 13-6. They beat the Jacksonville Jaguars. Back out to Jacksonville, we find Saints color analyst Deuce McAllister. And Deuce, I thought that drive there to close it out, that's not an easy one to do. A drive over 6 minutes, and then you get inside of 2 minutes, and you can go into the victory formation. That's not an easy thing to do, even though it wasn't all that pretty on offense today for the Saints.
Definitely wasn't pretty for them. You know, they're going to be upset with themselves, particularly in the red zone. They had some opportunities. You had a couple holding plays that negate, had one that negated a touchdown. You're hurting yourself with some of those things. But at the end of the day, like Zach said, you're 5-1, you know, after six games. So you'll definitely take it. But some things to clean up. You played a really, really good team as far as Jacksonville with some talent. You knew that they would be a little stingy on the run, and they did. But you were able to go over 100 yards. Why leak? Why Seattle? Kind of the play on that third down play that we've tried to hit a couple times. That's what they were able to hit to the tight end, Jared Cook. And look, man, you'll take it.
You're looking at Leonard Fournette. Now 32 games, the Saints have not allowed a 100-yard rusher. Fournette for the day, 20 attempts, 72 yards. I thought the run defense was outstanding. And in fact, Deuce, if you go back to over the last three games, the Saints are allowing just 245 total yards over the last three games. That's not just good defense. That's great defense.
That's dominant defense. I mean, you go and you look at even the Tampa Bay game last week, going into the fourth quarter, both of those units were under 100 yards as far as rushing and passing. You give up some passing yardage because you're just, hey, look, the clock was your enemy in that game, and they gave up some passing yardage. But even that game was really, really good. I thought that they did a good job of defending Gardner Minshew. You talk about the defensive back, whether it was Eli Apple, whether it was Marshawn Lattimore, Von Bell, Marcus Williams. They did a really nice job of defending and challenging, you know, the routes once they got to the top of the stem. And they got their hands on a lot of balls. They only came up with one interception, but definitely probably should have had at least three or four.
The Toyota Locker Room Show, Toyota Let's Go Places on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network continues. He's Deuce, I'm Christian. This is the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Back to Jacksonville, we find Saints color analyst Deuce McAllister for the post-game injury report.
Yeah, the Saints post-game injury report is brought to you by the Tulane Institute of Sports Medicine, getting you back in the game. Obviously, Coach Payton talked about Alvin Kamara not only having an ankle injury, but kind of twisting or tweaking his knee early in the game. He was able to stay in the game. Also, a couple offensive linemen that battled. You had Teron Armstead that left for a couple plays with an ankle injury or something, lower ankle area. He was able to come back in the game. Ryan Ramczyk as well. We got lucky. He didn't have to come out of the game because the end of the third quarter ended. So Ryan was able to stay in the game. That's basically the Saints post-game injury report being brought to you by the Tulane Institute of Sports Medicine, getting you back in the game. You want to get those guys back healthy to be able to make this final push as you travel to Chicago next weekend.
Speaking of Deuce, by the way, post-game analysis from Deuce McAllister presented by Eustace Insurance, now a Marsh McLennan agency, world-class local touch. That matchup going on the road to Chicago, that's a salty defense, could be in for a low-scoring game again next week.
Definitely so. I mean, the Saints, when you get into the red zone, you have to take advantage of it. The way that the Bears like to play their defense, particularly their corners, they're going to be physical. They will challenge you. They like to get their safeties involved. I think that's one of the things that you have to be aware of. So, you know, if it's a low-scoring affair, the Saints have shown that those are the type of games that, you know, they can win. Tariq Cohen is an explosive returner, also a guy in the backfield that you have to know where he's at. You'll have your hands full with him when you look at it.
Deuce, have a safe flight home. I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of hoodats out there at the airport greeting you.
Yeah, guys. I definitely agree with you. And one stat that we talked about that the Saints had to win. Jacksonville coming into this game on first down, they were averaging 7.2 yards on first down, whether that was run or via pass. Today, the Saints held them to 3.6. under half of what they were averaging as far as on first down in running the ball. They held them to 2.9. The Saints on offense averaged 5.4 yards on first down. That's winning football.
It certainly is. The Saints are now 5-1 after beating the Jacksonville Jaguars today, 13-6. Deuce, once again, man, safe travels home.
No problem. Thank you.
Deuce McAllister, Christian Garrick. It's the Toyota Locker Room Show. Toyota Let's Go Places on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.